welcome to the 2017 GAC, CUNA GAC, with Mr. Bob Hackney. How are you?
Mike, I'm doing well. Always a pleasure.
Good to see you. Yeah, it's always fun talking to you. Hey, I thought about you the day before yesterday when I bought this table, and I can't remember what store it was, but I put the card in the chip reader thing, and in 1 second, it read the EMV was like, you would sit there and grow a beard.
Exactly, take a nap.
Yeah. But this one, I literally, 1 second, I went, I got to talk to Bob about this.
Who was that?
It was at home. The store was at home. It's over in Dumfries, Virginia, down south of here.
Okay.
And yeah, got this table and stuck the card in 1 second.
It's getting faster, but it's still not swipe.
It's not swipe fast, but it's. Yes. I was like, whoa. And even the girl behind the counter was like, yeah, we got it going here. Good for you.
You know, 5 years ago, the term was just coming out, EMB, you know, and 2 years ago, it'll be 2 years this coming October is when it became the liability shift date.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost old news now.
Exactly.
And, we're happy to report that, about 96% of our portfolio on the credit side is EMB.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, we're very pleased with that.
Wow.
And on the debit side, debit took a little longer to work out some details, particularly with the PIN networks and all that sort of stuff. We're a little over 50% on that, but it's moving along. So it is starting to address counterfeit fraud, but we do have to get to that point where we eliminate the mag stripe. Because as long as we have the mag stripe, we're still subject, and particularly merchants that are still reading mag stripes, they haven't enabled.
I'm still encountering
terminals.
That as well. Yeah.
Exactly. So until we get that done, there's still going to be some challenges. There was another breach recently, and fraud, quite frankly, is the counterfeit piece is beginning to level off.
Actually,
slight declines. Yeah,
okay.
I got some numbers from one of our partners, but as we expected, it's migrating to the card not present fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so that's. That's kind of where we are.
So
we knew
like,
it was coming, and it's here.
Pick your poison type of thing. It's like, got the card, the terminal taken care of. Now it's the online stuff.
Exactly.
That we got to worry about now.
Exactly. And of course, more and more of certainly shopping is going to online.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, the malls are becoming, they're not irrelevant, but they are not as, they don't seem to be as busy as they used to be.
You're exactly right. Exactly. So. Yeah. Well, that kind of segues into payments. So what's going on? This is a topic that changes by the second almost, whichever way the wind's blowing is payments. So what's going on here? What can credit unions expect in 2017?
The pays, the Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, Android Pay. I mean, those are even somewhat old news now, FIS launched a mobile app last year. I think the what's next is the Internet of Things.
Mm-hmm.
If we are going to become more and more connected, whether it's the appliances, the Amazon Alexa, all these different kinds of things, and all this information is going to be, card on file. So we're back to that again.
Yeah.
So we got to get tokenized. So there's just more and more opportunities for somebody to come in and grab the data.
Yeah, I know. And now with you mentioned the Internet of Things, and now people can control your not that they're going to control your washing machine. That's a reach, but they could. Or there was a hack with people who were hacking the Jeep or something like that a year or so ago.
it's amazing. Well, so being connected in the Internet of Things, and just a couple of examples, I know it. Money 2020, I think not this last year, or actually probably the last 2 years, Visa's had a connected car. So the thing, where you can, drive up to the gas pump and, it's already, it's communicating with the gas pump, pump
so
your gas.
Cool.
You can go in and order your latte and, walk out with that, all get charged right there.
Right.
here at GAC, MasterCard has their trailer. I don't know if you've seen it. You know, so it has, you know, all the home appliances that can be connected. You know, order some dishwashing soap, or laundry detergent, what, you know, all this dog food. You know, it's just the convenience of all this is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be the challenge. Obviously, is keeping it secure.
Yeah. I keep seeing like the convenience and the security race. The convenience, security. I mean, it's this neck and neck type of horse race that we have to deal with.
But it's just amazing things that we didn't even, you know, 5 years ago we knew of EMV and it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's come and gone.
Right.
It's old news now.
Right.
Tokenization, a term I just learned a couple of years ago. You know, that's okay. That we need that. That's
mm-hmm.
yeah. That's table stakes now that we need to get to.
Yeah.
The pays. That's kind of old news. Still kind of slow in adoption. You know, hasn't really taken off.
I love it. I love them. So
yeah.
Use them all the time.
So, but to your point now it's the Internet of Things. You know, and everything being connected. So that's Yeah, the way we're trying to deal with that is, in fact, you know, one of our people, Tom Davis, you know, he's
sitting right over there.
Yeah, he lives and breathes this kind of stuff, and we try to keep up with it through the payments review, which is our thought leadership
piece. Yeah, I love
that. And it's getting there's a lot of white papers out there that are very I think informative.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's a great source. It's getting, I think, like 5,000 hits a month.
Wow.
Yeah, it's doing very well.
Good for you guys.
Yeah.
And speaking of good, your conference is coming up in early April.
Oh, yes.
And you're going to have, I've been to it the last few years, and it's phenomenal.
I appreciate that.
I have learned so much. I mean, I never liked tokenization and all this type of stuff.
Yes.
I didn't love until I came to your conference. Like, wow, I've learned so much. I've been well-versed and all. Now I can talk about it, you know?
Yeah, so. And that's one of the things that we focus on is mm-hmm. is try to deliver the attendee with some good take-home value.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, what is coming? And, I think we're going to knock it out of the park this year. We've got, particularly with respect to evolving payments, we're going to have Jim McCarthy, who is head of Visa's payment technology.
Yeah.
Bob Leckers,
mm-hmm.
Who is going to kind of show some of the future FIS product roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, our own Tom Davis is going to be presenting, and he'll wow the crowd as always.
Oh yeah!
And I think he's going to run the panel, so it'll be all good. It'll be good. We look forward to having you.
Well, Rick, thank you very much. I appreciate the invitation every year, and I come, and it's always a great education. It's always great to see you guys always. But
well,
the education, the content is really good. You know, so
yeah, Mike, what we
it's
see,
all very educational.
As we've talked in the past, you know, for probably 20 years, things didn't change a whole lot.
Mm-hmm,
now
mm-hmm.
they're changing at an increasingly rapid pace.
Mm-hmm.
What we are finding is more and more credit unions just don't have the resources. When I say resources, whether it's the number of people or people with the expertise,
mm-hmm.
the knowledge,
mm-hmm.
and all that sort, or who have the time to keep up with
mm-hmm.
it. And, that's the void that we're looking to fill more and more is, you know, how we can, you know, basically take things off their plate so they can focus more on strategic things,
right.
And we can help them, you know, stay caught up with the block and tackling on this payment.
You hit the nail on the head, because I mean, a credit union, anybody with their head just got to be spinning with all the change, how fast it's going. So, and it's not going to slow down anytime
either.
Folks like you, man, big help.
We have a good team that does it, trust
Indeed.
Me.
So. All right, well, Bob, thank you so much for
Mike,
your time.
Always
as
a pleasure. Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you in April.
Sounds good.
All righty.